Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is clear and warm, ideal for an evening stroll in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As the stars come out, temperatures remain pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in. Israeli forces have discovered a Hezbollah underground drone fortress in Majd al-Zun, Lebanon. Also, The Times of Israel says, earlier this hour, the IDF captured a Hezbollah drone factory hidden in a South Lebanon mountain. Also this hour, Walla reports the chief of staff warns that the current ceasefire is fragile, urging readiness for renewed conflict. Separately, Axios notes, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, potentially jeopardizing ongoing negotiations. And finally, the Jerusalem Post covers, an Israeli civilian was injured in a rocket attack from Gaza earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reports, just minutes ago, Iran's delegation has walked out of talks with the US in Switzerland. They protested against threats made by President Trump. Raylan Givens noted moments ago that the Iranian delegation exited after Trump's warnings. Avi Meir shared his personal experience today, discussing cultural exchanges with an Uber driver in Birmingham, highlighting the diverse interactions Israelis face abroad. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Ynet's report about the Hezbollah drone fortress. Israeli forces uncovered a sophisticated underground network just 10 kilometers from the border. It contains launch shafts, storage rooms, and Iranian drones. This discovery highlights the ongoing threat posed by Hezbollah's military infrastructure near Israel's frontier. Turning to the Times of Israel's story, IDF troops found a Hezbollah drone factory inside a South Lebanon mountain. The site, dozens of meters underground, housed 50 explosive UAVs. These drones could have been used against Israel, emphasizing the persistent security challenges in the region. Meanwhile, the chief of staff's warning, reported by Walla, comes after a situational assessment in southern Lebanon. With tensions high, he emphasized the need for vigilance amid a shaky ceasefire. The region remains on edge, with potential for renewed clashes. Next, Axios reports Iran's missile launch at Israel earlier today. This escalation follows the fragile ceasefire and could unravel diplomatic negotiations. Israel is expected to respond, potentially reigniting military conflict. And finally, the Jerusalem Post's coverage of a rocket attack from Gaza. An Israeli civilian was injured when the attack struck earlier today. This incident underscores the ongoing volatility along the Gaza border and its impact on civilian life. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that the Israeli company Hamat is exiting Turkey due to deepening losses from Erdogan's boycott. The closure will lead to job cuts and possible asset sales. Separately, Globes covers the Bank of Israel's new bank fees reform, set to roll out in phases from October 2026. It aims to cap monthly fees and improve transparency for customers. And finally, CTEC warns that future riots may begin online rather than in the streets. This insight is relevant as social media increasingly influences public unrest. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.